RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
MP on the mic, Misery Monday, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You know where you are. I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to scream. That's for teams that are still in it. This team's not in it anymore. And you've heard, right? And the junkies are, as some people need to be fired. Sure, maybe. I don't know. I'm at resignation today. I can't kick and scream and yell. You want me to kick and scream and yell? What am I supposed to say? Chris Moore played more snaps than any other wide receiver yesterday. You think you're going to win like that? You're not going to win like that. Sam Darnold carved up this defense 16 for 16, and they were wide open on every single one. Yelling's for motivating a team. Yelling's for you are falling short of your potential. Get it together. This is frustrating. And we've had those weeks. We've had those weeks this year already, and I've yelled after those weeks because it is frustrating to see talented football players not reach their potential. That's not what happened last night. What happened last night was a bad football team played bad. And then the decision to leave Jaden in there, and he gets knocked out. And now we all hold our breath because this season's over. Jaden was Superman. And if you had taken Jaden out at any point last year for an extended period of time, I would have told you last season was over. Throw in the towel. You add in this roster's not as good as that roster, and now you're without Jaden. We're done here. I'll be the first to tell you they can't beat the Lions this weekend. I know the Vikings just did. And I don't think it's the offense. I know that's an insane thing to say after the offense was so bad. The injuries are obviously hurting them. Eckler's out. Terry's out. Noah Brown's out. And those things obviously are hurting them. But to me, this isn't always has been entirely the defense and how quickly things turn in the NFL that we've now got to talk legitimately about whether Dan Quinn should come back next year. And I think the conversation's largely going to be Jaden Daniels was irresponsibly left in. Should Dan Quinn continue to coach? And I'm not against having that conversation, just so we're all clear, because you got to protect your star quarterback and you put him in the game when there was no game left to game. At the same time, there's no season left, and Yeah, what are you going to do when he's healthy in a few weeks? So we'll get the full update at 3:30 today. Grandaddy will relay that to you. Here's what we know right now. He didn't break anything, but there's ligament damage there. He's undergoing an MRI this morning. So Jaden Daniels, ligament damage in his left arm, his non-throwing arm, but it is expected to cost him some time. Now, this is on top of both of his legs have already been injured this season. So that's three of the four major limbs there for Jaden Daniels this season. Not good. Now, he toughed through it last year, and he toughed through it at LSU. The pre-draft knock was, will he be durable enough to play in the NFL? And he looked durable enough to play in the NFL last year. The ribs were an issue, but he played through it. He got better, and he made it through the playoffs. This year, he does not look durable enough to play in the NFL. But the question is, if he's healthy 4 weeks from now when the season's lost, do you play him? Do you bring him back in? And I don't envy whoever's got to make that decision. In a lot of ways, it's probably easier if it's a season-ending injury. Because if he's healthy, I'm prepared to say he should play. If the doctors clear him, not like, he's gotten it out on one ankle, but if the doctors clear him and he's healthy, I think he should play football because I think that's how you learn how to play football. On the other hand, this isn't a roster that will support him and give him the space, the time, the playmaking, the targets that he needs. And that's a big issue as well. And so here we are. Happy Misery Monday. We'll talk about Denny Hamlin, too. He was miserable yesterday. And we'll celebrate the World Series. We'll do all that. Plus, it's VCU basketball game night here on The Fan. Robbie Robinson joins the program shortly to break down VCU Wagner tonight. We're going to get introduced to a lot of new people out there. So there's things happening out there in the rest of the world. But the Jaden discussion is going to dominate everything because we all understand, without Jaden, there's no team here. There's no excitement here. There's probably no new stadium here, as crazy as that is to say. There's probably still a lot of momentum to change the name Commanders, to bring up another favorite sports talk topic. I think that last season was a surprise to everybody and led them to say, oh, we're selling a lot of Commanders gear. Let's stick with Commanders. If last season it looked like this season, I think we'd be changing the name and potentially soon. Big implications all the way down the line. Here's what I know. When Jaden Daniels is healthy, he is a franchise quarterback, full stop. And you saw moments of that last night. You saw throws. You saw scrambles. Jaden Daniels is one of the five best quarterbacks in the world when he's playing at full strength. And you don't throw in the towel on that. How do you unlock the most of him? Clearly, they're not doing it right now. Injured three times in three games, three consecutive games. They did the right things this offseason. They rebuilt the offensive line. Now, they botched the Terry negotiation. I'm not litigating that again today, but they did. They both cost themselves money and Terry. And then he ends up getting hurt at the end. So there are big issues here that have nothing to do with Jaden, roster building issues. But on the whole, they built a nice team for Jaden. Jaden himself would tell you, they did the things he thought they needed to do. Bolstered the O-line, brought in two great players, Laremy Tunsil, and then use your first round pick on Josh Connerly. Needed a playmaker wide receiver, brought in Deebo Samuel to be a playmaker, to touch the ball a number of times. They did things this offseason. It was not, we have Jaden Daniels, he's Superman, nothing else matters. They did things this offseason, and then it all came unraveling. And I think the defense is a big part of this. And to circle back, if we're going to talk about Dan Quinn's job security and whether he should be the coach of the Commanders, it has to be said, he is a defensive coach who oversees a terrible defense right now. That is his specialty. In the same way that if Cliff Kingsbury were the head coach, you would grade him on how the offense is doing. And you wouldn't grade him on how the defense is doing necessarily, other than saying you want him to fire the defensive coordinator. We'll see how long this works, this lasts, how long this is sustainable. And Dan Quinn, very quick, is not the culture. It's not the culture. I I don't know that I'm prepared to agree with that statement this morning. I don't know that I'm prepared to say it's not the culture. I think something has changed in the building. And I sensed it when I was there last week. I sensed it, you know, even back to training camp when the main story is Terry and the team got what it wanted. So stop that right now. It's not, oh, they shouldn't have caved. They didn't cave. They held Terry out to the last second. They got what they wanted. There's no new money for Terry. It's all incentive-based, and I don't know if you've noticed, he's not hitting any of his incentives. They won the negotiation. They're losing on the field, and they're losing bad, and at home. It's unacceptable. You watch all these results across the league, all the parity across the league, closer games than ever before. You need to be a part of that, and your defense needs to be a part of that, and to get picked apart like that is embarrassing. They can't cover. They cannot cover receivers. And for the first few weeks, their pass rush was good enough that it didn't matter. And now the pass rush is neutralized, and you see what's happening. They still can't cover, and that's a liability. You've got Sanders still. You've got Amos. You've got players back there, even taking out Lattimore. You're just not putting them in the right spot. You know, Jeremy Reeves is who he is. Quan Martin, these are not stars. These are players you should be able to put in positions to win. I'm not yelling. I'm not. It's hard to get mad when you're this resigned. It's over. I thought whatever happened, they'd be able to bounce back against Detroit, salvage the season, not without Jaden. This was a bad game that demonstrated a lot of flaws across the board, but it wasn't fatal. And then it was, because Jaden Daniels stayed in the game. Jaden Daniels got injured. This team's nothing without Jaden Daniels. It's a quarterback-driven league. He's a very, very good quarterback. I don't mind saying that. Without Jaden, there is no hope, no future for this team. Wow, that's exciting. That's a happy segment, MP. I'm not happy. Yeah, nobody's happy. It's brutal. It's as bad a loss as they've experienced in a while. And the quarterback getting hurt at the end. That's as bad as it gets. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you, but what I am going to tell you is that tomorrow we'll be talking about VCU basketball. We'll be talking about today as well. We'll be talking about it in about 5 minutes with Robbie Robinson. Don't go anywhere. It's a VCU opener tonight. You'll hear it on The Fan, VCU Wagner. Back after this. You're listening to 910
The Fan. MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app, the ultimate in misery Mondays. You thought it was bad before. It's really bad. Now, we'll get back to the Commanders. Plenty more to say about them. But two topics in non-Commanders world I want to talk about today. And arguably, you probably want to hear about them more than you want to hear me talk about the Commanders. I would say number one is baseball, because I love baseball. We got to talk about what happened there. And number two is Denny Hamlin. Because, man, I did not wake up Sunday morning thinking, I'm going to feel for Denny Hamlin. But this morning, as I talk to you, I feel for Denny Hamlin, man. We'll get to that. And a reminder, VCU basketball starts tonight against Wagner. You'll hear it right here on 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM, as you will every game all season long. VCU basketball lives right here on The Fan. It's the bad joke that I always make, you know, as soon as the Commander season turns south. We're The Fan, home of VCU basketball, because we always say home of the Commanders around here. Feels very, very true this morning. So hopefully Coach Martelli and the boys will give us something to talk about, because we're going to need that in the coming days. And of course, we'll pass along any updates we get, with a reminder that Dan Quinn will chat later this afternoon. And Awad and Grant and Danny will, of course, pass along any updates from that. All right, on to the baseball. I gotta move out of the sad voice, because the baseball was so good, right? I don't know that you just instinctively go, that was the best World Series ever. Because, I mean, Kim Burns made a 9-hour-long movie about baseball. They've been doing it for a very long time. They play a lot of games. They've had a lot of World Series. We personally have touched several all-time great World Series, right? And
great World Series that we don't know about, that we know were great. You go back to the Washington Senators winning their World Series in 11 innings with Walter Johnson coming back to pitch on short rest, right? Echoes of this. Madison Bumgarner with the Giants against the Royals a few years ago. Certainly the Cubs getting the rain delay, the miraculous rain delay, to finally win the World Series over the Cleveland Indians, who would have had it without the rain delay. I mean, all the way on down. The Red Sox winning one. Now, the ALCS was the series there, right? That's the one we all talk about when we talk about that Red Sox season. That was a spectacular series, though. Down 3-0, rallying back. You're never going to see anything like that again, which is the beauty of baseball. In the Yankees lore, I mean, so many great moments to pick from. I don't want to pick from them because they all make me want to vomit, but they exist. Blue Jays lore, Joe Carter, certainly even in Dodgers lore, they're a very, very good World Series, all of which is to say one of the reasons we love baseball, and I always said this, you know, people, I covered those Nationals teams where Dimitri Young and Ryan Church were the stars of that team. Always Ryan Zimmerman, of course, but a bit of a drop off. Yeah, that Austin Kearns was a star on those teams. You know, isn't that a pain to watch night in, night out? The team you cover getting waxed? No, because any day you go to the ballpark, you might see something you've never seen before. And what made this wild was, for seven games, every night, we saw multiple things we'd never seen before at the ballpark. And it was truly all the way to the end. I mean, the ball getting stuck, all the way to the end, we saw things we'd never seen before. And Yamamoto, of course, with the fantastic... he feels like an afterthought in some ways to Ohtani, right? Because Ohtani's such a... It sucks all the energy out of the room, and Ohtani was great. But man, I mean, you're not going to do better, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. You're not going to do better than three wins in a World Series coming in out of the bullpen. Ohtani coming out in Game 7, he clearly had nothing left to give. Phenomenal, phenomenal game, which it deserved. The series deserved that. You feel for the Jays, man. And one more baseball thought on a, you know, the Phillies and the Dodgers played a series that we all knew would kind of be foreshadow one of these teams could win it all. And the Phillies lose when the pitcher doesn't throw to first properly at the end of the game, right? It was a crushing loss for the Phillies. But then you pivot towards, in this series, man, the Dodgers did all the little things right. He said, practice matters. They were on the right bases, throwing to the right places. I mean, center fielder goes and blows up the left fielder. That's not exactly how they drew it up, but they get the out and then double up to end. You get Vlad to third, man. It was an exciting World Series, front to back. I had a great time watching it. Let's play that, because that catch, that was a wild one.
Bases loaded, two outs. The pitch. Clement lifts it in the air, left field. Kike Hernandez running back. It's in the gap. It is on the track. They converge. Páez reaches up and makes the catch as he crashes into Kike. Oh, my gosh. We're going to extra innings. A Yamamoto miracle in the ninth.
And that's it. And that's how one team wins the World Series. And one team doesn't win the World Series. Phenomenal series. Baseball. And didn't I had YouTube TV? I got to watch it too, so that was an added treat as well. You mentioned so many unsung guys. The stars were great, but the guys down the line were great too. Miguel Rojas, are you kidding me, tying this thing up, forcing extra innings. So many good things happened there. That's baseball. All right, topic number two, because it is a football Monday, and I'm acutely aware of that. Topic number two, though, is Denny Hamlin and NASCAR. For those of you not following the NASCAR championships, final race was yesterday. The top four drivers from the season all get their points reset to zero, basically. So that only the four best drivers are eligible to win at the championship race, but everybody else drives because it's a NASCAR race. It would look weird to only have four cars out there, I guess. Denny Hamlin, and I'll just say it, I have not been a Denny Hamlin guy, like, historically. Now, I do think once he embraced being the heel, I leaned into him a little more. He was, you know, pushing back against that for a while. I think he leaned into that character. I think Dale Jr. helped him through that. He has a podcast. I don't know that he's become a guy everybody likes in recent years, but I think certainly there is a respect for everything he has accomplished behind the wheel of a car. 20 years of being one of the best drivers in NASCAR, never a title to show for it. And then he had it yesterday. He had all of it. He had everything you could possibly want. He had the fastest car. He was rolling. Had a pit snafu at the end of the second stage going into the final third stage. Made it up. Got back into the lead. So we'll talk a little NASCAR here. We'll talk some carburetors for a second. So he's winning the race. William Byron, who's not in the four, crashes with a few laps to go. So they got to reset everybody. So you go into the pits. And Denny Hamlin, instead of keeping his lead and just doing kind of the bare minimum to his car, getting two new tires and moving out of there, gets four new tires to try to be the fastest car for the last couple laps. But the other drivers all take two, so he gets stuck at the back of the pack. He can't pass them again. He loses. He finishes second among the four. Never really got within striking distance because there just wasn't enough time left. Now, what's wild is just universal reaction to this. The NASCAR crowd has a lot of thoughts, you know, and they switched. NASCAR used to be whoever had the most points for the full season won the title. And, you know, you think about Formula One, you think about other season long contests. It could be wrapped up with three, four races to go. And they didn't like that. And they wanted playoffs. You want game seven moments. You want what baseball had. And so NASCAR does that, right? You're guaranteed to have that moment because you got four drivers and they all reset to zero in this last race. Denny dominates the race, doesn't win the race, still is the greatest driver to never win a championship. Denny Hamlin, pride of Manchester High School, of course. And I feel for the dude. I felt for the dude in the moment. You could just see the blank stare. He went in. Credit to him. He did his press conference. William Byron came in, the guy who crashed, came in and apologized to him for crashing. It just wasn't right what happened. You don't see a lot of that in NASCAR. Jeff Gluck is one of the NASCAR veteran journalists, I would say. He did a fan poll the day before, said, who do you want to win? And more than 50% of the NASCAR fans said Denny. And these are people who boo him every single week. But you understand the history and the appreciation, right? Same with Alex Ovechkin running around the country getting his goal. Like, they people boo him. He's Russian. He's a bad dude. He's not, by the way. He's a great dude. But he represents Russia, and he's best friends with Putin. They boo him, and the Canadian people, you know, give him a piece of their mind. And then he's chasing history, and you hat tip, right? And he beats the Knights to get the cup, and everybody's like, okay, he deserved one. Denny deserved one, and I hope Denny gets one at some point. But that may not be. It may not be for him, and that's a tough one for him to swallow right now. So it's a bummer for Denny. He's, you know, we can't do 2 hours in NASCAR. Mondays are tough. We got to get to everything. Denny deserves time on this show. And you know, I don't think a ton of people outside of the NASCAR world watch that because it was a football Sunday, but it was something. I think the World Series was aided by this YouTube TV thing. I think that had a lot of people watching the World Series and getting into baseball, having a moment this weekend. Jeez. But we will get back to football. Jaden Daniels. The rest of it, the misery Monday, the whole bit. You're listening to Richmond's Home for VCU Basketball, effective immediately. This is 910 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's now, in the Fan 105.1 FM. We did it. We made it. The offseason is over. VCU game day today at the Siegel Center. Tickets still available. Get down there. VCU against Wagner. And we are thrilled to welcome back for a second season of game day appearances, voice of VCU Rams, Robbie Robinson. Robbie, good morning. How's it going?
MP, it is great to be on with you. A great day in Richmond. Is game day. All is well in the world. We can restore order here in the capital city as the Rams are going to be in a regular season game here tonight.
It feels right. This is normally when I give you, like, you know, some intelligent banter. We talk about what's going on. I need you today, though, Robbie.
Okay.
What's going on? Who are we going to see? What are we going to see? What's going to happen here?
Good question. And Mike, I'm here for you. So that's, I'm glad, you know, I think the first step is just to ask for help. And I feel like mentally you're in good shape there. So the reality is there are a lot of question marks about this team. I think the biggest one in my mind is how are we going to be at the guard position? We've got talented guards. We've got Nick Lewis, who is a true freshman, top 50 recruit out of Gonzaga High School in D.C. He knows what he's doing. He was originally a Xavier commit, but then he backed out of that when Sean Miller went to Texas. He's a good player. Brandon Jennings, St. Chris kid. We all know how good Brandon is. Ahmad Noel comes from UConn. That pedigree is pretty good. At one point, Dan Hurley wanted him to be on his national championship winning team. So you have to figure there's talent there. And then there's Terrence Hill, who we saw at parts last year and is a super talented guard as well. The reality is, Michael, all four of them are either sophomores or freshmen. They are replacing a group in Shulga, Bamisil, Russell, and Zeb Jackson, who were extremely talented and also had all kinds of experience, probably over 500 games between the four of those guys when you added it all up. Guard play is extremely important in VCU basketball. It always has been, dating back to the 70s, 80s, and Eric Maynor and Bronte Weber and Bones Highland. I think these guys have a lot of that weight on their shoulders to be the guards that VCU basketball fans expect from that position. And I think there's some question marks on who is going to be the one that steps up. I think someone will. It's just a matter of who it'll be. The other question mark here, too, is this. I think 1 through 11, Mike, you could throw a dart and hit somebody that could be in the starting lineup. I think he could throw out two different starting lineups of 5 and 5, and the kid that would be the 11th probably could make his case that he could do it too. So what is his rotation going to be like? Who is going to get 20, 25, 28 minutes? Who is going to be at 8 or 9 minutes that wants to grow? I think that's going to be a big question too. And like down the stretch, who are going to be his five guys that he's going to break that huddle with in the under four timeout to lead us to victory? And I think those are questions I think the coaching staff are still trying to figure out. And I don't think that's a knock on the staff. I think that's just really a narrative of how talented this team is and how deep we are, that 1 through 10 are pretty good. And it's hard to really tell the difference talent wise between the first guy and the 10th guy.
Well, you say young guards at VCU. I've got an image in my head, and it worked out pretty well that year that Shaka did it. So I'm not against young guards. We'll see how they develop, Robbie. You alluded at it there. You've chatted with Coach Martelli. Where is he at in terms of figuring out how he's going to give out playing time, how he's going to, you know, make this lineup?
Well, I think he's definitely more knowledgeable about it than he was before we went to Philadelphia to play Villanova. Like, I think he's definitely learned a lot, I think, in these first two exhibition games, but I still think that he's going to figure it out. And I think tonight will be a big part of that. I would expect to see multiple different lineups and multiple different guys out there playing considerable minutes. But I think that all gets pared down a little bit more on Friday when we play Utah State. So to answer your question, does Coach Martelli have a 9-man rotation and he knows exactly how many guys are going to play exactly minutes? Absolutely not. No way. Does he have a better sense of it than he did when we went to Villanova? I think so, based on how the guys reacted and against opponents that are not wearing VCU pennies or VCU practice shirts. But I still think a lot has to be learned. And I would think that's going to be every coach. I bet Tom Izzo in Michigan State, when you've got 8 or 9 new guys or 6 or 7 new guys, and you're not 100% sure how they're going to play in front of the bright lights of a Siegel Center crowd, I think these first few games for all these teams, because of all these new players, are going to raise questions on who, you know, on who's going to play your lion's share minute.
It's the way of the world right now. Everybody's fielding a new lineup, it seems, everywhere, and these guys are no exception. I think the fans are going to like them, though. I think this is about as smooth of a transition as you could hope for. I mean, we think back to, you know, the cupboard is empty kind of transitions where you say, okay, it'll take the new coach a year to get rolling, to recruit kids, to rebuild. That doesn't really exist anymore. It's now you hit the ground running. Let's meet some new guys and let's play some ball. And you see the preseason expectations. They have not let off. They have not let up.
No, Michael, that's good news and bad news, I think, for Ram fans. I think the good news is that, hey, we don't have to have those rebuilding years. We can immediately go and get kids. The bad news is, you're right, the expectations are high. You look at us, our pedigree of our players, really good. Bam Tracy, Jadarian Tracy, he's from Oregon. He's played considerable minutes in a Big Ten basketball. Ahmad Noels, he's from UConn. He was part of a Connecticut team that was a defending national champion last year. Tyrell Ward, who is from LSU, has played in the SEC. All those pedigrees are great. The question, though, is how are they going to be when they're relied on to be the guy? I don't think in any of their previous locations they were needed to be the guy. If they played well, then that was probably kind of a found money for Coach Hurley or for Dana Altman at Oregon. If Jadarian Tracy played great, Dana Altman was probably fist pumping like, man, that's awesome. But I don't think when they entered in the game, they were expecting Jadarian Tracy to have a huge game. Now that, you know, now it is, that pressure's on him. How is he going to react to that? And I think those are some of the question marks that we're trying to figure out and we'll learn early on here.
Well, let's get some answers together. He's Robbie Robinson. He'll be on the call tonight. VCU tip off Monday night at the Siegel Center. And we, you know, this one, Wagner, I think it's well documented. They are not in prime position here. They've been through some stuff. But this is an important tune-up because it gets real fast.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? I was doing my charts this morning. We're 0-3 against Wagner. We lost in 2001, 2002, and I had forgotten this, which I think is good news for all of us that are Ram fans. I had forgotten. We got beat by them in 2021. They came here and beat us in 20. I mean, now they beat us by 15 that day. They had a couple kids that were, like, really good, and they ended up I think they won 21 games that year. They just lost in their conference tournament.
Revenge game. I'm here for it. Revenge game.
A huge revenge game for the Rams and Ram Nation tonight. Absolutely. I think that's what we can all expect, is a revenge game. And yeah, I mean, I think we don't know a ton about them. I don't think honestly, I don't think Wagner knows a ton about Wagner. I would be surprised if they knew anything about themselves. But you're right. I think for VCU, it's going to be important that we get ahead early and we don't let off the gas. And this team, coaches love talking about identity, Michael. Like, here's a little inside scoop. You want to get a coach talking and like a question, like all of us are always trying to ask questions that coaches like. Ask them about their identity, and they will talk to you about their identity. And I think that's something the Rams are seeking, and that's something that you want to try to establish tonight and get a feel for is what is VCU's identity going into the games. You know, the real rough stretch, too, because you've got Utah State on Friday night, and then you've got NC State on the 17th, and then you go to Atlantis for Thanksgiving weekend. It's going to turn the calendar on December 1st, and we'll have played five really tough teams in addition to the other non-conference games that we have.
It's going to happen fast. It's going to happen right here on The Fan starting tonight. I'll let you go on this one, Robbie. What can we expect from Coach Martelli? What have you known of him so far, and what's he going to be like on game night?
I think he's a relaxed guy. I think he's a confident guy. He is not an enormous pump your fist in the air, tell the crowd to get up kind of guy. I think he's a little bit like his dad in that way. His dad was a super, not, I don't want to say chill because that's not right, but I mean, his dad was a confident calm presence on the floor. And I think that's what we'll get with Coach Martelli, is a confident and calm presence on the floor. It's very similar to his dad in that way. So I would expect that. Now, again, we haven't really seen it yet. So I think that's he's a feel guy. I think I don't want to say emotional in a bad way, but I think Coach Martelli appreciates the emotion that goes into coaching. And I imagine that there will be times this year that we'll see that as well. A lot of, with the first year coach, I mean, Michael, this is the sixth coach that we've had since I got here in 2008. All of them are different. All of them have their special, unique qualities. And I think it's going to be fun to see exactly when the bullets are flying in a live game, what's going to be like for Coach Martelli.
I'll look forward to seeing you out there. I got 1 hour left. I got to bury the Commanders so that I can get my full attention to this tonight, Robbie.
long live the Commanders, MP. Long live the season for the Commanders. We are all, I don't know. We're just all, it was good while it lasted, wasn't it?
I'll sigh too on the other side of this break. You're listening to Richmond Sofer VCU Basketball. This is 910
The Mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Misery Monday. It does not get much more miserable than this one, as our friends, the Gut Checks, just shared with us. Thank you to Robbie Robinson for joining as well. VCU opener tonight. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. We are turning the page to basketball season, because my goodness, there was nothing worth talking about there in that one last night in Landover. Commanders become the first NFL team since the 2020 Jacksonville Jaguars to lose three straight games by at least 21 points, three major injuries in that game as well, with Luke McCaffrey and Marshawn Lattimore. As we fly towards the trade deadline, and I mean, so many guys injured, you can't even say trade everybody at the trade deadline. Everybody's hurt. Last week we were having the discussion, like, can Marshawn Lattimore be traded? Would anybody give you anything for him? And the answer is obviously a very definitive no now, because he's injured. And I mean, I think Daron Payne is the last piece of value here. I don't know what the statement would be in trading him. Is there value in trading Terry McLaurin? I think only in a fresh start sense. I think you'd get a fourth rounder for him right now because you're absorbing the contract, which goes for the next couple of years. And a reminder, they didn't cave on the Terry contract. He did not win that negotiation. Maybe somebody gives a third or a second. Probably a third for Terry, but it's tough. It's the Belichick thing, right? Belichick, North Carolina, and he won and this week, and good for him. But, he was using this as a stepping stone back into the NFL. He was never going to get back in the NFL because you can't win the press conference with a coach who's that old. Fans are like, what are we doing here? Right? It's how Kurt Cignetti ends up at Indiana. That's how these dominoes fall. You can't do that. You can't sell your team on, your fan base on, here's a guy, we traded for Terry McLaurin. Like, everybody loves Terry McLaurin, but you're trying to build something for the future. You know, your best Terry value is with a team that wants to win right now. Honestly, the Chiefs would probably be a decent fit for Terry, right? A team that could use a wide receiver and doesn't mind discarding him in a couple of years, but they're also not giving up a big draft pick to do that either, right? You know, late third rounder and your comp pick range, it's, you know, you're not getting great players there. It's a frustrating situation. All of which was, this was supposed to be the NFL segment. It still can be. It can still be rescued, unlike last night's game, which hit the point of no return pretty quickly. Bears, man. Bears, Bengals. I love watching the Bengals. You get the YouTube, the quad box. Yeah, I got YouTube TV. I can't see ESPN. I can't say anything about what happened this weekend other than UVA keeps winning. And JMU is in playoff position right now. JMU, if they handle their business, and there's a lot of business left to handle starting this weekend. A lot of business left to handle. But if they do, I think they're exceptionally well positioned to get the playoff berth, and that's something I'm very excited about. Oh, all of which was to say the Bengals. Look, I always get a spot on my quad box because the Bengals are fun. They're not good, but they're fun. Bears put up 47 on them. You never know what's going to happen when the Cincinnati Bengals play a football game. You just know it's going to be interesting. And I've got a soft spot for teams like that. I think that's a ton of fun. Vikings over the Lions, 27-24. I don't know what to make of J.J. McCarthy. Clearly, he's a winner, right? He's got that undefined, intangible, he's a winner. Lions also very good, and they're coming to FedEx next weekend, or Artist, formerly known as FedEx, now Northwest Stadium, and that's not going to be pretty there. Then you got the Packers, and the Packers lose to the Carolina Panthers. It's a wild league, man. The Broncos are 7-2, despite not appearing to be good or even attempting to win football games at all. That's a wacky one too. CJ Stroud out in Houston, 3-5. That feels a little bit like this feels. Throw in the towel, get him next year there. The Niners storm past the Giants, 34-24. They just keep on keeping on. That's what great coaches do. They find ways to elevate the program even when the stars are out. That's not a direct Dan Quinn barb, but it's not one either. I think it's fair to say there are coaches getting production out of guys who they didn't expect to play this year. And not to discount the injuries in Washington, it's just to say Dan Quinn, I think, is an average NFL coach. And if you're good with that, you're good with that. And there was a time when that was all these guys could hire, and that was all they could attract. That time is not now, though. They have Jaden Daniels now. All of which is to say, Kyle Shanahan doing his thing. Steelers get the Colts. I want a breakfast sandwich. That's what I know about that one right there. Colts, 7-2. Still at the top of the list here because we don't have one-loss teams anymore in the NFL. An insane season of parity here. There are no one-loss teams after 9 weeks of NFL football, which is a little bit crazy. But we got bad teams. Tennessee's 1-8. Jets are 1-7. New Orleans 1-8. Arizona 2-5. All of which I point to say, Raiders 2-6. All of which I point to say, if the Commanders want to tank, it may actually be kind of hard to tank. A lot of teams in the tanking space right now. Colts still fine, 7-2, right up there with everybody else. And then your main game of the day, Chiefs-Bills. Man, I didn't like what I saw from Sean McDermott there at the end. And it's a big win for Buffalo. Josh Allen now 5-5 against Patrick Mahomes. He's won his last five regular season games. And I think if you're the Bills, you leave there saying, we needed to have that. That was a big one for everybody involved. We got to keep pace with the Patriots. We're chasing this bye so we can play at home in the playoffs. I think if you're a Chiefs fan, you walk out of there saying, yeah, we got them when it matters. Because they got conservative at the end, gave Patrick Mahomes another chance instead of being aggressive. And that may have been a sneaky long game by Andy Reid there, not winning the game with Patrick Mahomes. I think they were trying to, of course. But if they had won that, that could have started some Sean McDermott rumblings. Because, you know, the Bills fans are tired of seeing that kind of thing. They're tired of seeing the clock mismanagement and all that. He'll hang around, though. It's tough to trust that team in the postseason, as good as Josh Allen is, and he's very, very good. Jaguars escape the Raiders. Jaguars 5-3. They're right in the middle of the discussion. Raiders go for two at the end of overtime, as they should. Shouldn't play for a tie when you're 2-6 in the NFL. They missed that long season for Pete Carroll. Continues down there in a division where it's unforgiving. In that division, one of a few unforgiving divisions in football. AFC West, very good. NFC North, Vikings 4-4, last place in that division. NFC West, Seattle atop it, but they're tied with the Rams. Niners a half game back right now. Those are the teams we thought we'd see coming out of the West this year. But of course, you know, it is a misery Monday. It is a big-time misery Monday. Commanders lose. Jaden Daniels stays in late. It's 38-7. Jaden gets injured. His non-throwing arm bends back in a weird way. Sure looked like it. It was a ligament or a bone or something there in real time. We'll wait. Dan Quinn will give the official update later today. You'll probably hear that during the Grant and Danny radio program, which airs every day. 3-6 right here. We've got Who's Talking tonight as well. UVA, Cardiac Cavs, do it again. Escape Cal with the win. Go out west, come back with the win. Very much on track to play in the ACC championship game, especially with Miami losing. They got to handle Wake Forest first, though. We'll see if they can do that. We'll take a break right now. I got some Denny Hamlin thoughts for you. On the other side, special treat for you. Where you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Grumpy on the mic. We're back. Monday morning misery. Monday on the Fan. We'll timestamp this. We're chatting after the game with our guy, Howard Gutman, the gut check on 910 The Fan. Howard, this was bad. And you said it. This changes everything when you have three injuries in three games to your franchise quarterback.
Yeah, this was probably, I would say, Michael, the most important loss, certainly in recent history of the team. And then I'd have to start studying losses to say whether it might be the most important loss in the history of the team. Going into the game, I couldn't really imagine too much that could happen that would turn us into a complete seller. I would have said something like, you'd have to be blown out and have Jaden Daniels lost for the season and two other starters. And that might literally have been what happened. I think it's likely. I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but I think it's likely that we lost Marshawn Lattimore and we lost Luke McCaffrey and we lost Jaden. And then we got blown out. So before we lost our star quarterback, for whom our future depends, and before we lost QB1, quarterback one, and before we lost wide receiver, whatever, since Noah Brown and Terry are out, who the heck knows, wide receiver two or whatever he might be, we still got blown away in a defense that, again, could not make a single stop. It couldn't get a single incomplete pass. Sam Darnold was 16 for 16 until he threw the interception. So we couldn't get a stop. We couldn't get a down that worked right before all that happened, and then that happened on top. So I can't see saying anymore, although Dan Quinn in the locker room seemed to be focusing on turning this around. But how do you turn around a club that has lost four wide receivers, three defensive ends, all in the top, you know, your first three defensive ends, four of your five wide receivers, QB one, running back one, your safety and your cornerback one. You know, what's to turn around? So I think, regardless of where Dan's head is at, I would expect Adam Peters will basically take the view between now and Tuesday, which is a day and a half, that if it's not nailed down, if you don't have a contract for the next year, so you're available at the end of the season, get what we can for you now, and then stockpile the draft picks, get the people who are under contract for the following year, and wait till the people are healthy and build this back up. But I can't see keeping anyone on an expiring contract for whom there might be any value, a fifth round, a sixth round, a seventh round, even, you know, if they're expiring contract. And then someone like Deron Payne, who could get you a real, you know, real compensation back, but is, you know, is in a contract year. I would expect to see even people in a contract year, they might move on at this point, because I don't think a season, you know, without Lattimore, with, you know, Terry's gone probably two more games, I would guess, if he was ruled out so quickly the first game, and then in 2 weeks, you got to go to Madrid. And so if Terry's gone and Noah Brown still is no signs of him, and Luke McCaffrey done for the year, and, you know, we saw Trey Burks today. That's not the answer. Chris Moore's not the answer. So eventually Jalen Lane will learn not to drop, and he's getting free. And Debo, I would, you know, I think has lasting value. But beyond that, there's just no way to turn the season around. We just don't have the manpower.
Just a shocking 2 week turn of events, because 2 weeks ago we were talking about this is still a team that could make the playoffs, and I completely agree with you. And Deron Payne's having a great season, and I'd absolutely get whatever you could get for him this week. Same with Debo. It's a shocking, you know, during Kansas City, Colin was there, and I see, you know, part of me is like, all right, that's Patrick Mahomes. He wins Super Bowls. Yeah, he carved this defense up in the second half. What are you going to do? It's Patrick Mahomes. It's another thing at home, monster game against a team that's going to be fighting you for some of these playoff spots in the NFC, and you're making Sam Darnold look like he's the second coming of Joe Namath.
we had no pass rush, Michael. So anybody who has an arm, and no one's ever claimed Sam Darnold does have an arm. He's always had an issue of processing. It's not hard to process when you're sitting back there watching. And we play that zone where everybody stands flat-footed in their zone, watching people run left across Bobby Wagner, right across Bobby Wagner. I mean, it didn't take a lot, to see players going to the soft spot in the zone. And I got to tell you, the guy who was having a decent time of it, because he was at least battling, was Marshon Lattimore.
Yeah.
Including on the play he went out on. And now I suspect we'll find out, that he's blown an ACL or something. But
and
it didn't
look
like he
had the interception against the Chiefs, too. He had actually kind of started turning it around a little bit.
I thought Lattimore was having a decent year in a terrible, he got no help. I don't think Jeremy Reeves got better in his eighth year or whatever he's in, and wasn't a starter in this league for the first seven. Percy Butler can't get in the field, not because they're so great. And so, we took Darnell Savage off the street, and he has 50% of our plays in safety. When we lost Will Harris, we lost our quarterback back there. We lost Jane Daniels. We lost our quarterback in the offensive backfield. And without a pass rush, Darnell Armstrong went out. Dietrich Wise went out. Without the pass rush and the ability to contain the edge, we lose most of the defense. And we lost our offense because without Terry or Noah Brown, our guys can't get separation. They can be covered easily by man, and we're facing huge boxes of people. Huge boxes of people, but Seattle can keep four in and be in the top. Seattle is the top team against the run, keeping four in when they normally have to cover people like CeeDee Lamb or the like. When they're covering Robbie Chosen, or they're covering people off the street, they really have no problem. Luke McCaffrey wasn't scaring anyone, but he was in our top two. He went out opening play.
And Jane's the big injury, of course. You were in there chatting with Dan Quinn after the game, said there really wasn't a discussion, but in hindsight, there should have been, about pulling him from the game. Is this a defining moment for Dan Quinn, leaving him in and this happening?
So I think Dan Quinn made a terrible mistake. I found out how bad the mistake was when Ben Standing and I were waiting to get in to the locker room. And he said, what the hell was he doing with 31 points down with 7 minutes to go? No one's ever. And I said, well, I think they were trying to win the game. And Ben said, no one's ever come back. So I asked our friend ChatGPT, and in fact, no one in the NFL or in any college has ever come back from that deficit with that little time. So obviously, this will be the first time in the history of pro or college sports to have made that comeback, and therefore, he shouldn't have been in there. I think Dan made a terrible mistake. I think the ownership knows it, but that's not going to be a fireable offense, I don't think. I do think, however, the fact that we have had games where we can't stop a single drive. And this time we couldn't stop a single play. We didn't even get them in third down. They just passed. It was complete. So I think I think something's going to have to be done on the defensive side of the ball. And that might mean the defensive coordinator, although, Dan's a loyal guy. But yeah. I don't think the Dan Quinn mistake, which it was to keep Jane in there, is fireable for Dan. His heart and soul is in this. No one's trying harder. I don't think Adam Peters turns his back and says it's a coaching problem, but it sure is a defensive scheme problem. Mike McDonald was a defensive coach. The Seahawks coach was a defensive coach, and they've got, the top defense against the run and the third best defense in the league. Dan Quinn is a defensive coach. He just seeded the defense, though. And I don't think that's going to work.
I agree with you. I would not fire Dan for continuing to play Jaden. I also agree with you there are big defensive questions that need to be answered here. And if you've got a defensive coach, I think it's fair to expect him to come up with those answers, regardless of anything else. Howard Gutman, The Gut Check is the show, as I see it is the other show. Any closing thoughts for us here as we close the book on a terrible three-game stretch of football?
So, again, next day and a half till the trade deadline will tell you what they've decided. They have to decide tonight. Adam Peters better not be getting sleep, but I suspect you will tell from the fire sale. The other most important thing will be the injury report. Does Jaden, that elbow, elbows don't bend that way, but was that elbow a hyperextension, 4 to 6 weeks, or did he break something? And luckily, regardless of what he did, it's not his legs and it's not his throwing arm.
Yep.
It is his non-throwing arm. So he will be back next year regardless. Luke McCaffrey's collarbone, does he come back as good as new? And if Marshon Lattimore is his ACL, that might be a career for all we know. Who knows? So we'll got a lot to learn tomorrow and Tuesday. Very important days to stick close to 910 The Fan.
Well put. With McCaffrey, too, he was coming on so strong. Howard Gutman, we will continue Misery Monday after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, burying what's left of the Washington Commanders season. Taking you up to noon, AWOD Radio is up next. He'll be sad like me. He'll be more sad than me. He might be more mad than me. He might call for change more than me. I feel all those things, though. I said coming into this one that you could win two of the next three, so this one wasn't a must win. That, of course, did not include getting your starting quarterback hurt. That was not part of that equation. No Jaden Daniels, no hope. Everybody understands that. This is a lost season without Jaden Daniels. All the preseason predictions, and I picked him to have a winning record preseason. All the preseason predictions were if Jaden Daniels stays healthy. And we, because he's injury prone. He had the injury last year, but he played through it. Wasn't at his best in those games, but he played through it. Unable to play through it this year. Now three in three games. Let's give you a little taste of Dan Quinn. I think these two questions just kind of sum up the whole vibe right now. First one's David Aldridge asking about Jaden's injury. Second one's Ben Standig asking about the defense. Those are the two things you want to talk about this morning. They both stink. Here's Dan Quinn's thoughts on both of them.
Dan, I'm asking this really respectfully. I want you to understand that. But Jaden's been hurt three straight times in three straight games. Does this organization have to take a different approach with him with regard to keeping him on the field, even if a game's lost, or you think there's a chance, even if you think there's still a chance to win, if it's not capable of giving him the support he needs on the offense and the defensive side for him to be at his best?
Yeah, I think the answer to that is we will give him the support to do that. And I'm certain of that, Dave, to make sure that we do that in every single way. And that's calls, offense, defense, like the whole way through, man. I absolutely feel that way on, the hamstring injury. And so tonight with an elbow, it's really important we get that part right, and we will.
As for the game itself, Sam Darnold obviously was able to seemingly do whatever he wanted, especially in the first half. What were they doing that you guys were unable to stop?
Like I said, I give them the credit, but the breakdowns that we had allowed them to have that night are obviously disappointing. It's one thing, a call or, player beat man-to-man, but, to have a couple breakdowns take place for us, that's, when you beat yourself, man, you got no shot at it.
They certainly had no shot at it. That's Dan Quinn. He's the coach of the Washington Commanders. Take out the offense for a second, and I'm not going to apologize for the offense because, one, it wasn't good, and two, they needed to find a way to get Chris Rodriguez involved more earlier. The Bill train is running out of steam, but I think they're contributing to that as well. I think they are a contributing factor to Bill running out of steam. Chris Rodriguez looked a little sharper. I'd go with him moving forward. That's not everything, of course, but it's not nothing. They win the toss. They elect to receive, which they don't ever do. I don't think they ever should do it. You know, Awan and I bicker about this occasionally. I don't think they should ever receive on the opening kickoff because I think a possession in the second half is more valuable to them. Now, what happened was that they had a chance to get that momentum. Their first two drives both derailed by 15-yard penalties. Blindside block there on the first one and then the second one. Jane runs for the third and two. And you've got the face mask on Chris Paul, the rare double face mask on Chris Paul. Get your money's worth, man. If you're going to get the penalty, might as well get two face masks for the price of one. You can't withstand 15-yard penalties. Even Jaden's not that much of Superman. And that gets back to why this isn't working. And this isn't working because last year, Jaden was Superman. He was able to get them out of those spots. They weren't as dysfunctional as they are now on defense. So Jaden didn't have to do it on every drive. A couple of games he did, but on the whole, he didn't have to do it on every drive. And it snowballs. The defense is bad, so the offense is struggling, so the special teams is pressing, and you have a fumble on the kickoff. It's over. It's trade deadline's Tuesday. Very few teams have clarity heading into the trade deadline. These guys have clarity. They're not contenders. They would need to win the next two to get to 5-6. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying they're not going to win the next two. You got Detroit coming to town in a week, and you hear the frustration in Dan Quinn's voice there talking about the defense. That's what we got to figure out the rest of the way. Look, they'll have better players on defense next year. They're going to have a decent draft, decent draft picks, and Adam Peters will do his thing. Is Dan Quinn the right guy for this job? I'm not here for the half measure of firing Joe Witt. Joe Witt doesn't run this defense. Dan Quinn runs this defense. So I'm not here for the half measure of everybody feels good because you run Joe Witt out of town. This is Dan Quinn's show and his defense, and it's on him to fix it. And it's on him to make the case that he should be the guy going into next year to fix it. Now, the Cliff Kingsbury wrinkle is interesting, too. I don't think he's getting any head coaching opportunities off of this now. I think the air's fully out of that balloon. Not to say he won't eventually, because he certainly will. But I don't think anybody's getting any opportunities. As you got to figure out, though, is Dan Quinn the right guy to turn this defense around? And if not, you got to figure it out, because he's here as a defensive head coach. If he's not providing defensive head coaching, I think it's extremely fair to ask, what are we doing here? Which is a question we found ourselves asking a lot. If they blitz, they carve them up deep. If they don't blitz, they carve them up anyway. Everything rode on that defensive line. And the injuries are a very real factor, but they're not everything. The injuries are absolutely holding this team back in some ways. The Terry injury holding this team back offensively, Noah Brown, Austin Ekeler, they've lost some serious pieces. Luke McCaffrey, now I feel for Luke McCaffrey. He was having a big year. He was having a breakout season, and now he's got to go back to the drawing board next year. On the defensive side, Marshawn Lattimore was kind of turning it around a little bit the last couple of games. Had the interception in Kansas City and had a nice defended pass on the play where he got hurt. Now you're down another guy. I don't think that one will be as obvious as the D-line injuries, though, because, I mean, they're decimated. They're done. They're out of guys. They're out of hope. They're out of chances. And it's bleak. That's why we call it Misery Monday. If Jaden comes back, do you even play him the rest of the way? Knowing what you know, I think you do, but we'll find out. Lots still to learn today. Awan's up next, Grant and Danny, then Who's Talking on the Fan. Enjoy the rest of your Misery Monday. I know I will. We'll step out here. We'll give the air to everybody else. VCU basketball tonight, 7 o'clock. Get excited. I'm excited. VCU basketball tonight at the Stew will be down there. We'll tell you about that tomorrow. We'll do Commander's Rewind. We'll do all the things that we do. We'll keep on keeping on. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Back tomorrow, AWOD next. This is your home of VCU basketball, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.